This is a new dimension in sound.
You're listening to TalkZone.com, Internet Talk Radio.
TalkZone.com.
Now, back to Barely Legal.
And welcome back. Barely Legal Show here on WIND 560. And we've got about 4.5 minutes to put a wrap. And what I mean by that, that this is the last show of the Barely Legal Show. I will be continuing on with a different show starting next week. But guys, Elliot and David, you and I have now done 102 shows.
Can you believe
behind
it?
Behind the microphone, 51 NFL Hall of Famers, probably a total of 60 or more if you include our NHL and Major League Baseball and so forth. Did that phone funny?
About seven other Hall of Famers. So we've gone close to 60 total Hall of Famers.
Yeah, pretty close. But we've also had probably over 150 former athletes,
some current ones,
you know, some college guys, high school coaches, and so forth. And
every one of your coaches,
yeah, every one of my coaches,
except for Jim Owens, we missed.
Yeah, he passed away, unfortunately. But you know, it's been a show that's just been enlightening for me, and it's been fun, and a lot of work goes into this. You know, a lot of people don't quite understand that when you put on an hour show, you've got to have some content. And of course, our content was to interview some of the greatest people that ever play on the gridiron.
I don't think you'll see a lineup of the Hall of Famers that have appeared on this show anywhere else.
Kopic made a good point. He said when he did Kopic on sports, his idea was to have the current and former athletes sign and talk. Nowadays, all these sports talk shows have gotten away from it. They'll have the sportscasters. No offense, Elliot, to talk.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'll show
you.
Well,
he's a writer.
Yeah. I'll show you how much of a smartass I am. I can outdo your smartassness or whatever it is. Or
right.
I'll provide the insight or whatever. When, from a listening perspective, I'd much rather hear from the players, the coaches, the people who really do know, as opposed to, say, the media. Or lawyers, even.
The people who played the game, the people that were in the locker rooms that can understand it and enjoy it and actually tell the story because they had the passion to do it. I think that's what we tried to portray.
And there wasn't really that many bad interviews. I mean, the only really bad Hall of Famers were Earl Campbell, who's basically...
Well, he's got that phobia problem.
Right.
Know.
And then we had Y.E. Tittle, but he was interesting. He gave some stories
good.
Of Benarik.
Even the worst interview was still light years ahead of so much of what I think you hear on the radio.
Well, the thing is, you know, and speaking of, you know, there's a lot of channels in the Chicago market that has a lot of talk shows, and they're all popular, and they're all making a lot of money and all that, but there's a lot of garbage out there, too. You know, there's just, you know guys that think they know what they're talking about, but they don't.
Filling a lot of time between commercials and breaks and all this other stuff, yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, it's something that, you know, that David, you and we incepted this concept 2.5 years ago. And, of course, your buddy Spaceball, as I call him.
Oh, Jeff Schwartz.
Jeff Schwartz goes, oh, it's easy. We'll just call it Barely Legal. I mean, it just came right out of the tip of his tongue. But that's how good ideas start.
Yeah. At least it was spelled B-E-A-R-L.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah, there we go.
And I was worried, though, I could tell you the first couple of shows because we didn't have any guests really. Had, like, Dave McGinnis came on and Bobby Avellini, and people were ripping me saying, well, why don't you get some current people who are interesting? I mean, McGinnis is the only one you had so far. Who wants to hear Paul Popovich? But again, Popovich gave some interesting stuff. And then I start pulling these Hall of Famers, and people are still critical. They're saying, who are these guys? I thought Y.E. Tittle was dead.
Yeah. And you know what? And we, you know, and it's probably my fault because I failed to mention that you can listen to all of the archives, all the podcasts, everything that we have is you can go to Barely Legal Radio. .com and it pulls up the site with all the archives as barelylegalradio.com.
So what's your new show going to be called?
Well, it's going to be called Living Sports. Okay, and it's going to just take the the passion of the game and how it's affected my life, and I'm going to have some different types of guests on. I'll have some maybe a Hall of Fame here and there, but mainly kind of how sports and life kind of intertwine with one another, and I'm looking forward to it. It's
We'll have to tune in and listen to it.
IND?
Yeah, right here. WIND 560, same time slot for now, and of course, as soon as another time slot opens,
we'll move to it.
Same producer! Thank you, John Neff, today. And, guys, we're going to sign off. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Robin.
Elliot.
Thanks,
David. Thank you for the opportunity. Barely Legal, soon to be